Blog Talk Radio.
Great rising. You tuned into the love journey. The love is in between. And we're going to get started with Donna Lord. Speak to my heart. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine. That was Donna Lauren. Speak to my heart. You know, sometimes I hear that song and I just think it's how can you just speak to my heart? To my heart. All right, get ready and turn with me as we invite the presence. And as we move into our stillness, honoring, I want you to move from your head and into your And I want you to just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we recognize this presence, recognizing that there is only one power, and on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Moment, I want you to become intentional about the breath. As we focus in on the breath, being mindful, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. So right now, I just want you to open your mind, open your thoughts, and become still and know that I am God. Just breathe. Yes, be still, know that I am God. Let's breathe. God, let's breathe. We invite the energy of forgiveness. To remind you powerful to forgive. Those from shame and guilt and things that no longer serve a higher purpose. I want you to come into the center of your being, asking yourself to release anything that causes you to feel guilty, shame, mad. Let that be removed being right now. And that every living system in your being is safe. This right now moment as we come into the energy of forgiveness.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Come, Holy Spirit, as I ask you that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable. Right now, Mama God, I ask you to come, Divine Mother, Father God, and bring forth a fresh anointing upon us right now. Bring a fresh anointing upon the land, God. Divine Mother, Father God, I ask you to come to bring forth a healing balm that we would be reminded about the power and the compassion of human capital. That we would take away the idea of taking someone's life, God. That we will release in our mind, God, anything that keep it, I ask you to come and speak to our minds. I ask you to come and speak to our hearts. I ask you to come and speak into the atmosphere that peace will be in our mind, peace in our hearts, God. Peace in the way we are being, God. Come, Holy Spirit, let there be peace that we can breathe into the knowing that we are peace. Asking you for serenity and tranquility and all understanding. I'm asking you right now, God, to bless and anoint our children today, God. That they will continue to grow and recognize that they are mighty in the land, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our children's children, God. I'm asking you to come and bless our children's children's children. As we invite and invoke the unseen forces into this right now moment, God, as we bring forth our ancestors, giving thanks for those who have walked this journey, and left a legacy and called it us, God. We thank you for their sacrifice, God. We thank you for their knowing, God. We thank you for their fingerprints that they left in the land and turned it over to us, God. Give us a mind, the heart like David, God, to serve and make manifest the glory of you, God. Oh, come Holy Spirit and give as we give thanks to our known and unknown ancestors, as we invoke and invite our ancestors, our ascended masters, our archangels and angels and all the unseen forces, master guides and spirit guides, into our right now moment to command this morning to go forth, that it may be created with ease, elegance, and grace, God, that we just give thanks that you saw fit to give us this gift, this present, this moment called today, God. And as we come together in this collective energy, God, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. As you speak to our mind, as you speak to our heart, God. Holy God, come consciousness of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. Let there be peace. Let there be love and energy. Out to one of our Love Journey family members who is getting ready to go into surgery. We bless the hands that will touch us. God, I know your ways are not our ways, Holy Spirit. But I ask you to touch our bodies right now, God. As they remove the lump in her breast and they say they found something in her brain, God, I'm asking you to come, God. She's such a young girl. Hey, I just ask you, God, I know our ways are not your ways. But I just ask you to send your angels into that hospital right now, God. I ask you to send me the angels into every cell in her body that, God, that you dispatch your legion of healing angels, that arm will be able to move, God. That brain, whatever they see in the brain, shall be removed, God. And whatever's going on in our body, God, let it be disintegrated into the light of love. Holy Spirit, I ask for forgiveness. And any perceived wrongs that I may have done to anyone, God, I ask you to send the energy of forgiveness for us. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, bless the fact of experience children leaving the planet due to some kind of virus, hit and run, guns, eyes. Just to send your love and energy to the planet right now. You said in your word that if we seek your faith, you said if we seek your faith, turn from our wicked ways, then and only then will you heal the land. God, I'm asking, come and heal the land. God, I'm asking you to bring love where there's no love. God, I'm asking you to replenish the soil that we grow our food. That the food may be a medicine for the body. That it may nourish every cell in our body, God. As you come right now and touch every cell in our body. That you will cleanse every cell in our body right now, God. That you will cleanse our heart right now, God. That you will cleanse and renew our mind right now, God. That you will cleanse our every living system in our being. That we will release from our bodies anything right now, God. I'm asking you to search it right now. Search our minds, our souls, our heart, God. And anything that is not of you right now, God, let it be disintegrated into the light of love, God. I'm asking you, come, God, and let your will come forth. Come, Holy Spirit. You see, God, somebody came this morning because they needed a blessing, God. You see, somebody came this morning, God, because they needed to hear a word from you, God. I want you to speak to their minds today, God. I want you to come and speak to somebody's heart. Somebody came because they had a mind on you today, God. Oh. And let your blessings rain forth upon the kingdom today, God. Let your love rain down today, God. And the matchless energy, name, nature, and consciousness of all that is God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your love rain down. Rain down, God. Let your love rain. your love rain down on us.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Send rain. Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower? Send your spirit, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Surround us, Jesus. Oh, I love this song. I love this. Good morning, Great Rising. Thank you for tuning in to this new episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Abram. That was Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us, family. Rain on us. You know, sometimes that's how I just wake up and I just say, rain down on me, God. Just rain on me, God. Sometimes I walk in the rain because anybody who knows me knows I love a summer rain. Carl Thomas got a song out called Summer Rain. I think he made it just for me because I think that is like one of my favorite things to do is walk in a nice, light summer rain and water just kissing your face. Rain on me, God. Rain on me. Good morning, family, and welcome to this great morning. Oh, wow. We have another day, another month, and about to embark upon another year. And I often think, what are we going to do with the rest of our life? Every day. I remember when I used to wake up and think, okay, am I accomplishing? Am I achieving my goals? And it's funny how life changes, things change the trajectory of how you move and have your being. Because my thoughts now is, how can I serve? How can I be a blessing? How can I be used as a vessel of the Most High God? I remember my focus would be, okay, depending on what job I had when I was in the car business or the mortgage industry. What house can I sell today? What I need to sell these many cars to make this much money. That was my focus, you know. And now my focus, sometimes I don't even have a dime in my pocket and maybe a dollar in the bank. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody. Because my relationship with the spirit and the unity of the universe is so different. I was sitting outside the other night. It's interesting, you know, because it was like 60 degrees in Chicago the other night. The moon was pretty, and the leaves are red and orange and yellow. And so I was getting ready to come in the house, and I decided to call Britton to see where he was. He said, oh, I'm coming up 103rd. I'll be home in about a minute. I said, you know, you want to go get something to eat? He said, yeah. He said, I'll call you when I come, and you can come down. I said, no, I'm just going to sit outside. He said, you going to sit outside? I said, yeah. So I cut on my meditation music, and I started to meditate. And so when the meditation came, I started getting still with myself in the wind, getting present with the wind. And the wind was kissing my face. Beautiful orange and red leaves waving, I love you to me. It was just so amazing how present you get when you get to a certain point in your life. I mean, even I was the other day thinking, how could I love my granddaughter so much? And I was thinking it wasn't that I loved her maybe more than I love my daughter. But what I was thinking is that my love for her is more present than when I was a mother to babies. You know, when you first become a mother, I mean, at least when I became a mother, I don't know how to do this. When am I, you know, I had all these insecurities. But as a grandmother, I was so confident and so present in my love. Just thought, wow, just really being present. Really being present. My girlfriend called me the other day. She's like, I just wanted to thank you, Janine. She said, I just want to thank you for you being you and you being so methodical about how you move through life and how you're so present now. You're one of the few people that I know when I'm talking to you listening. Even though your listening is so silent, I know that you're listening. She said, your silence is so strong. And I started laughing. But I'm grateful. Because I want to be intentional to the people I'm listening and being present around. I want to be intentional when I'm in your presence. I want to be intentional when I'm talking to people I love. And so that's my journey, is to be present. My husband and I were sitting in the evening. I wondered, I don't have to watch no news because I tell you, my husband don't keep me. Because that's all he do is he listen to WBBM radio, news radio, right? So I'm always updated by him. He literally was telling me what happened in the world that day, and I literally just had tears running down my eyes. Babies dying from somebody running into them on the street. Hit and run, shots. I'm really like, God, really? But I come to a realization that I may can't change what's going on out there, but what I can change is how I move and have my being. How can I love right now? How can I be the best expression of God right now? So what if I don't wake up tomorrow? Am I doing what I love doing? Somebody asked me the question and said, if you won the lottery, think I'd do much different than what I do now. I love everything I do. It's nothing that I do that I don't get up going, oh, another day. I get up every morning excited to be here, excited to do everything I do. I think the only thing money would do is probably I wouldn't have to concern myself about, okay, what am I going to do about this? Okay, let me be, you know, that's the only difference. I don't think I would do much different. Okay, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I love my friends. I love my children. I just love my time I spend with myself. I'll probably go on more vacations. Spend on more top. Spend on more mountains. And I love my life. And so we're going to get ready and read from the Science of the Mind. I don't know. I just had to stop to say, I love my life. I love my life. So guess what, family? We're getting ready to read from the Science of the Mind.
It's your
world again.
The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
I said, whose world is it? It's yours. It's yours. It's mine. It's mine. I tell you, when I walk outside and I open my arms, I'm like, whose world is this? It's yours, Gene. It's yours. And so I just want to remind you today that it's your world. It's your world. Y'all remember when Tom Joyner used to have a show called It's Your World? It's your world. All right. Today's Science of the Mind says, are you a dream chaser? He gives us a quote from the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Let me tell you, I had to open up my Bible today, Habakkuk 2:2, to see if they had made a mistake. Because I always thought it said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that it may run that it readeth it. And, but you know, it actually says, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that it may run that readeth it. Okay. Your eyes can play tricks on you. Ernest Holmes, in a book called Creative Mind and Success on page 89, said, if we want to do a thing that is really worth doing, we must mentally grow until we are that thing which we want to see made play. I think that's really the key to success. I'm going to say it again. If we want to do a thing that is really worth doing, we must mentally grow until we are that thing which we want to see made flat. Oh, that's a good one. Do you have a dream, a desire, a goal, something great you are pursuing? We have only one life to live, so we better make sure we're giving this life our all. You see, this is not a dress rehearsal. We don't get a second chance. Come back and get it right. I don't know if I agree with that sentence, but okay. If you're passionately pursuing your desires, your dreams, and goals, you're what I call a dream chaser. You're creating an image of the life you want and you're going for it. You're doing what's necessary to make it a reality. You know that you're responsible for your life and you refuse to live with regret and remorse for not chasing your dream. A comedian, Josh Billings, said, be like a postage stamp. Stick to one thing until you get there. Stick to your dreams and your quest for success. If you don't give up on your dream, it won't give up on you. And the more you move forward, the closer it gets to you. Take action and go for it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Don't waste another moment. Imagine your ideal life. Write it down and work to make it a reality. If you work on it, it will work on you. Keep chasing your dream. Don't lose hope and definitely don't stop dreaming. When you stop dreaming, you stop living. Remember the dream of the dreamer? Comes true only if the dreamer of the dream really wants it to. Our affirmation today is I'm ready for new discoveries, new accomplishments, This is the moment to pursue my desires, my dreams, my goals with faith and fortitude. That's an interesting today. I guess this is the difference about my thoughts is, in one quote up here, it says, if we really do something worth doing, then we must stretch our minds enough to become what it is that we want to make it manifest, right? And why do we have to chase a dream? I wondered when I read this to you. You are the dream. Work on ourselves to bring it into the physical manifestation in the way that we like to see it. Whose world is this? Come on, family. Whose world is this? Do you remember this? It's your world.
It's yours. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this? It's yours. It's yours. It's mine. It's mine. Woo! All right, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to listen to some Reverend Ike. All right. I can't wait. You know, I always love me some Reverend Ike. And this is going to talk about the God in us. The God in us.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Lord. I know that you've been so good.
Don't sit down quite yet. You standing here, the thousands of you here at United Palace in New York City today, some of us perhaps have never been here before. But I don't want anyone to be strangers. In just the moment when I tell you to, I want you to smile at each other and shake every hand that you can reach and say to each other, the presence of God in me blesses the presence of God in you. Just before you do that, I want to tell you something is going to happen when you do this today. You're going to bless those persons that you speak to, and those persons who speak to you are going to bless you. Healings are going to take place. Upliftment is going to take place as you do this. And those of you who look in by television, no matter where you are, even there in the bar room, and they do watch this telecast in the bar room, you see? I fill them with the Spirit while they're getting filled with the Spirit. And many people say to me, Reverend Ike, you really caught me the other night when you said, those of you in the bar room do this also. So you here at United Church and those of you looking in all across America and all across Europe, because portions of this telecast will go to Europe, turn and shake hands with each other and say, the presence of God in me blesses the presence of God in you. Go ahead.
The presence of God in me blesses the presence of God in you.
Oh,
You may be seated. I'm going to do something somewhat differently today. How many of you here today, you're interested in prayer for health, not just because something is wrong, but because when we go even beyond faith healing, we do this by realizing that health is an everyday thing. And our mental attitudes determine our health. I want to hear every one of you who are interested in health and who are interested in maintaining good health, say with me now, three times, God in me is my health.
God in me is my health.
Now we're going to say it again, and we're going to say it a little more slowly, and we're going to add the words right now to it. And as you add the words right now, if you have been having any problems with your health, I want you to release any sense of what was wrong and feel the wholeness of God within you. See the wholeness of God within you. This is what Dr. Bachman was preparing us for. See that behind your physical eyes, God's perfect eyes see. See that behind your physical heart, God's perfect heart beats in you. Think about that. God's perfect heart beats within me. Together,
God's perfect heart within me.
See the strength, the power, the presence of God walking in you. Let's say together once again, God in me is my health right now. Together,
God in me is my health right now.
Take that prayer with you. Take that treatment with you for your health. Every day, as you look at your children as they grow up, say to them silently within your heart, God in you is your health. Right now, let this be an everyday treatment for your health. Those of you who may have some problem, a situation in your life that you want healed, I give you again my time-proven treatment for the solution to your problem. And it is this: God in me is the answer right now. Let's say this together three times. God in me is my answer right now. God in me is my answer right now. God in me is my answer right now. Now I want you, as we are realizing this, to release all sense of the problem and to know that God in you is your answer. If you're going to court this week, what is your realization? God in me is my answer right now. Whatever situation right you face, now. Whatever solution you need,
God,
what is the realization that you're going to meet it with?
God in me is my answer right now.
I saw the light, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. I am so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light,
I saw the light,
no more. Just wave your hands and say, praise the Lord. I saw the light. know and to see that God is in you, then you see the light. Because the Bible says that God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And the most wonderful thing in the world is to see this light of God within you. Right here, right now. Let's lift our hands again and say, praise the Lord. I saw the
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to remind us today that no matter what we're going through, God in us is the answer. So many times we get caught up in the seemingly appearances, the pain, the process. And we forget that the answer is always right there within us. Now, I know it's a little staticky and stuff because, you know, them old tapes or whatever like I have, it's just staticky. But when he was speaking, it was clear. Clear. Because I want us to be reminded today, no matter what we're doing, no matter the direction we're going in, the answer is always within us. And so I love hearing the affirmation. And so I want you to keep that affirmation that God in you is your help. I woke up the other day and I had this excruciating pain in my hand. I didn't really think anything of it. I blessed my hand and I kept working on Tuesday. By the end of Tuesday night, oh, my God, I couldn't even close my hand. It was so painful. So it's been painful Tuesday night, Wednesday, and this morning. And I just was praying that God in me is my help. God in me is my hand. And I said to myself, get into those situations, and we don't think that God in me is my money. God in me is my money. God in me is my, whatever the situation is. So whatever you're going through, I want you to be reminded today that this is no surprise to the presence of God that's in you. But we got to stop giving our power over to other people and get still and hear that God in us. It's the answer. And then you'll get directed. Maybe you'll get directed to go to a certain doctor. Maybe you'll get directed to go to a certain bank for a loan. Maybe you'll get directed to call somebody. But God in you is the answer. Somebody came this morning because they had a thought, something they wanted God to do. Where the answer is in you right now. Someone called me this morning, they had a financial need. I want to remind you right now that God in you is your money. God in you is your money. The God in me is my financial substance. And I know that all things are already taken care of right now. Let's hear the three techniques to prosperity
I discovered some very interesting statistics. 75% of the people do not know what they want. I have discovered that perhaps the most confusing question to ask a person is, what do you want?
Try it sometimes
on somebody who's complaining. Well, things are not going right. I don't have this. I don't have that. I wanted to be this. I wanted to be that, but things didn't work out, blah, 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 and boo, boo, boo. Well, just stop and cut right through and say, well, what do you want? I told you this some time ago. We were at a very luxurious French restaurant in Beverly Hills, and there were several people sitting at the table with me. And they brought out those big menus with some of everything on it that heart could desire. And one young man sat there and looked at that menu that had every suggestion almost imaginable on it. And finally, when it was his time to give his order, and the captain said to him, what do you want? He looked up bewildered and said, I don't know what I want. I want every one of you to know that life hands you a menu. Say with me, the menu of life is in my hand.
The menu of life is in my hand.
Say it again. The menu of life
is in my hand.
And you see, God has placed the menu of life in your hand. Somewhere in the Old Testament, God says, behold, I set before you both good and evil, death and life. And Joshua said, what? Choose you this day. I say the greatest cause for people not getting what they want is that they do not make a direct choice, a definite, positive choice. The menu of life is in your hand. And Jesus said to the blind man in the text we just read, what do you want that I should do unto you? I hear you praying. You see, that's another thing. Prayer that is not definite and positive is not good enough. It's a beautiful habit to go to church and to practice your various religious rituals that help you. But you must have a sense of direction. What are you doing it for? It isn't even enough to call Jesus unless you know your purpose. See, even the blind man was praying without a specific purpose stated. Except for mercy, which is rather general. We all need it every once in a while. But you got to be specific because you can't eat mercy for breakfast. As I say, mercy is good. We all need it. And Jesus was really saying to the man who was praying, have mercy on me. He was really saying to him, man, you ain't said nothing yet. In the text, Jesus brought the man to a point of decision, a point of choice. And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And the Bible said, then Jesus touched his eyes and he received his sight. But he didn't get his prayers answered until he became definite and positive. 75% of the people don't know what they want. This is a pathetic class who is dependent upon dumb luck. Well, I hope my luck holds out. And you look at other people who are definite and positive and who work toward what they want, both mentally and otherwise, and say, I wish I was that lucky. Lucky? You've got to be definite and positive in your choice. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and the 15th verse. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In other words, the menu of life is in your hand. Say that. The menu of life is in my hand. It's all set before you. You can be poor or you can be rich. If you want to be poor, don't blame anybody else. Just go on and be poor and don't complain. I'll never forget at Lovely Hill Baptist Church when I was a little boy. Lady sang the song, you've got to live forever somewhere. Either with the angels in heaven or the demons in hell. I made my choice. And I thought about that, and I think about that from time to time whenever fear or irritation or aggravation or negative emotions come to my mind. You see, because the demons in hell are not under the ground. The demons in hell are right in your mind. The heaven and hell are in you. You can choose either one. And I decide right there, I am not going to live with the demons of fear. I'm not going to live with the demons of irritation and aggravation. I'm going to live with the angels in heaven. And who are the angels? They're God's thoughts in the mind. The thoughts of good. Thoughts of health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, yes, and that good old money. That's what I'm going to live with. And you see, every man, every mind has to live forever somewhere. The choice is yours. You've got to make a choice. What do you want? Well, I would like to be prosperous, but get your butt out of the way. Now, that's what people have been doing. They've been just butting their good away from them. Pick up that tape out before you go home by Reverend Ike. Get your butt out of the way and make a decision. Live by science, not by dumb luck. Now, here's another 15% of the people who know what they want, but they don't write it down. They're too busy working their butts off to work their minds. But to work the behind without working the mind is not very productive. That is so good, I'm going to say it again. Are you with me? Repeat it after me. To work the behind.
Work your behind.
Without working the mind.
Without working the mind.
Is not very productive.
Is not very productive.
Do I remember? I don't have time to write it down. You better stop and write it down. Now, there are 7% of the people who know what they want and they write it down. And the upper 3% of the people who get what they want do three things. If you want to be successful, study successful people and practice monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey do.
And that's all right as long as monkey sees the right thing and monkey does the right thing.
The right
you
thing.
Just be sure that monkey sees the right thing and that monkey does the right thing. And I'm a believer in studying successful people, prosperous people, happy people. And to go behind that and say, hey, what principles is this person? What are the principles this person is using? You see, because it's not just dumb luck, there's principle behind it. The upper 3% of the people who get what they want do three things. Number one, what? They know what they want. People who go out to drill oil wells, there is no doubt about it. They know exactly what they want. I read the one time that most people are definite and positive is just usually when they go to the bathroom. Why? Because they know exactly what they have went to do. There's no doubt about it. They know exactly what their purpose is. So you think about this every time. You see, if you can use that experience. So that's a mundane experience, but it's a mundane experience that you can make something positive out of from now on. Every time you go there, it says, now I know exactly what I've come here to do. And this is exactly what I must know about everything in my life. So the people who get what they want, first of all, what? Know what they want. Secondly, they what? Write it down. And thirdly, they what? Review it frequently.
Well,
here are the three techniques for getting what you want. And these are techniques, these are ways and means that you are going to have to put to use. Know exactly what you want. Decide, see, feel, and say what you want. The old Pentecostal hymn says, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. You see, it's not enough for Jesus to be on the main line. You must what? Tell him what you want. What do you want me to do for you? The master says, that I may receive my sight. Use your power of description to get what you want. You see, there is power in your describing what you want. That's why you're to know it, you're to write it down, and you're to review it frequently. I've told you one of the techniques that I've practiced over the past few months, and it's wonderful. I read all of my goals onto a tape recorder and recorded it. And I have 9 auto-reverse tape recorders, and I've got it on both sides of the tape, various affirmations and so on. And I play it on the subliminal level all night, most every night. That helps me to review what I want. I don't say that I want so-and-so. I affirm that I have it. I feel that I already have it. I see that I already have it. So that I've impressed upon my subconscious mind that I already have what I want.
All right. Good morning, family. That was Reverend Ike. Anybody got any thoughts? Anybody want to add? Any conversations, questions, comments? If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. If you're on teleconference, star 6. I just want to remind you of the techniques. I just want to remind you, process the simple things, getting back to the basics. Reminding us that whatever our needs, desires, or wants are, that the God in us is that. If it's money, God in us is the money. If it's health, God in us is health. And so as I remind you today that there's not anything on this planet that you don't already have the answer to. Not one thing. Good morning, Zakiya.
Great rising, beautiful. I just wanted to say good morning and thank you so much again. You know I love it when you play Reverend Ike, Janine. And thank you so much because I wrote down everything that he just said. Know what you want, write it down, and review it frequently. I love what he was talking about the bathroom thing. So it's just such a beautiful reminder. I do want to say I remember being in Florida several years ago, and I had a really bad asthma attack, and I didn't have an inhaler at the time. And I mean, I just could not breathe. I wasn't able to get my breath, and I was just, you know, if anybody knows what that feels like, it's a horrible feeling. And I remember going outside and walking and just as much as I could, God is my health, God is my health, God is my health. And I just kept saying over and going over and over, God is my breath, God is my breath, God is my breath, God is my breath. And after a while, I got my breath back. You know, it took a while for it to restore, but I got to the point where I could actually breathe. And I don't even remember much after that. I just remember I didn't have that, you know, tightness in my chest, and the breath really helped. So it definitely does work, and I just want to thank you for reminding me that I had that experience because, you know, I could use it on what I'm going through right now, you know, just saying that, and it does work. And so, and I certainly, I didn't hear earlier if your hand relieved itself, but I'm sure it did. So anyway, just wanted to share that and say thank you again for always supporting us. And God bless you. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns? Press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference. All right. Well, I just want to send out some love to Miss Wells. Chastity Wells' mother, Miss Linda Wells, had a birthday on Tuesday, and we wasn't on the line, so we didn't send out birthday love out to Miss Linda Wells today. So I just want to let the Love Journey family know to send lots of love out to Chastity A. Wells' mother, because Tuesday was her birthday. I was going to say today, but it was Tuesday, and I just want to honor her presence and give thanks for the love that she sends out to us. And thank you for having her in our lives. We want to send lots of love to her. Happy birthday, happy Earth Day week, happy birthday month, and that you will continue to celebrate and celebrate and celebrate.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
This is Miss Will. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a blessing. It's an honor. Thank you for your participation in my surprise birthday party in Cleveland.
Well, you know, when you called me and sang that love song, I called and told you, said, I said, so what you going to do with your birthday? You said, oh, no, no, no. And you said it was a big number. I was like, I called Chastity. I was like, Chastity, well, you got to do something for your mom's birthday. So she we talked about it. She called me back. She said, you're right. So I didn't want to call because I didn't want to give away the secret.
Oh,
so I'm glad
MG.
You enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you, Janine. Thank you for all that you've contributed in my life. I told you that meeting you on the love journey and the things that you talk about and implement is just a positive force and motivation in my life each morning as I face challenges working in social services. I just appreciate you and the things that Chastity also bring in my life. So God bless you. I'm always here listening in the background, trying to get a word of encouragement, no matter where it comes from. So thank you and be blessed.
Be blessed. You have a great, fabulous day. Enjoy your birthday week. All right, family. Well, let me check the blog talk. All right. Well, just want to remind you, whose world is this? You know, that's my new theme song, y'all. Y'all been checking it out? I love that. You know, it's an old song back in the old days. Rap Nas, y'all, that was Nas. And I just want to remind you, whose world is this?
The world is yours. 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 The world is yours.
The world is yours. All right, family. Just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you that love is the only choice. And don't just dream. Your God says dreams. Live them, family. Live them, live them, live them, live them. And I want to remind you, if you're interested in being a part of our Thanksgiving and Christmas giveaway, we've already chosen our family. Her mother passed away this year of breast cancer. She just had breast cancer, a mastectomy, and she just had it metastasized into her neck, into her brain. So she had a neck surgery, brain surgery, all kind of stuff going on in her body. She got 4 sons, 1-year-old, 10-year-old, 15, and 17. The 2 older sons go to Urban Prep, and they're honor roll students, and they're sleeping on the floor right now. So our goal is to support this family. If anybody got any ideas, we can meet, we can talk about it, see what we can do, any resources, so we can support the family. I'm thinking, I got big dreams and big thoughts for her. And so I'm just asking God to bless. Actually, I'm actually putting a letter together, too, to even ask other people to collaborate with us so that we can make sure that her family, as she goes on her healing journey, she doesn't have worries about her children and all that stuff. So if you're interested in being a part of our Thanksgiving and Christmas giveaway, Rashida Wilson is going to be the recipient of whatever the love journey and whoever decides to collaborate. I know our beautiful Monica Ryder has already donated money. Thank you, Monica. We love you. Carla texts and says she's going to give me a call. I know Carla is putting together a foundation to help people like this, so I definitely thank Carla Livo Hawkins. So if anybody else is interested, let me know, let me know. Let's do it, family. We're going to be doing this together, and I'm super excited to just see her face, whatever God blesses us with to bring to her family. All right, family, I want to remind you to have a phenomenal, amazing day. May you be overflowing with blessings upon blessings. I want to send a lot of love out to the Reddick family. Today, Doris Reddick is finding her new home. And we're going to send a lot of love into our Claudette today as we move into the next journey and phase of her mother's journey. We just thank Claudette for all the gifts and love, support, and energy that she gives to all the services around her. But today we want to be a blessing to Claudette. So make sure you keep Claudette and the Reddy family on your prayer list today as we love them into their next journey of life. Claudette, love you, Mama Reddick. All right. You know what? I'm going to send a little prayer. I'm going to pray before I get out for the Reddick. Whew. Come, Holy Spirit. We give thanks. We just give thanks for the elderly in our communities, the elders, those who've walked this planet many years, whose stories are still fascinating, whose stories that we get to carry into the next generation. We thank you right now for the elders. Doris Radick, we thank you for her journey. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her beauty, her gifts, and all the gifts that she gave to so many people. And so in this right now moment as she moves into the next journey and journeying into her next phase, and we just give thanks for all those who will support Ms. Claudette and Doris through this new journey. We ask that the God in Doris be her health. We ask that the God in Doris Reddick be her love and her support. And that nothing but peace shall come from this situation. Nothing but peace shall be upon Claudette's heart. And that peace shall be in Claudette's mind. As we dispatch a legion of angels around Doris, knowing that she will never be left or never forsaken. And we just give thanks for all the people who love Doris, who will be there to support her. We just thank you, God, for the answers, the support, the peace, the wisdom, the joy in knowing that Ms. Doris Reddick is always taken care of in love. And so right now, Father God, Mother God, we ask you to come and keep the Reddick family in the palm of your hand as they are always reminded that you will never leave nor forsake them. In the mighty consciousness of love, we all say amen. 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 All right. Amen, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving us when we didn't know how to love ourselves, God. Thank you for all our dreams, God, that have been so eloquently planted in our heart. And so as we leave this space, in our physical knowing that tomorrow we'll be together again in this collective energy, we give thanks, God. As each person moves into their individual spaces, we give thanks, God, knowing that we are closer to our dreams. Have a phenomenal day, family. I bid you peace, love, and lots of joy today, knowing that you are closer to your dream. Have a fantastic day. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey.